The Modest Media Lab, now available on iTunes and Android.
Cop it today.
We thought it would be cool if we did, like, we just kind of took, I guess, like, one of your ideas, the whole worst lyrics thing, and just kind of
so,
made it, like, dead in hip-hop infused type of thing, conversation.
What did you guys want to do now? Like, there's something about Big Sean versus Lil Wayne, and I was like...
Yeah, whose lyrics are worse, basically.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to just do exactly what you did.
Yeah, but,
We want some kind of argument here.
One person is an obvious loser in this scenario.
Oh, you think?
Yes,
okay,
I
well,
do.
Okay, hold your opinion to the camera.
All right, what up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dead in Hip Hop. And we have a special guest joining us. It's the Rap Critic. Yo, it's the Rap Critic. Google me at Rap Critic. I came up with my name before I knew that there were other rap critics on the internet. My Patreon's patreon.com/rapcritic. Yeah.
Just dropping the money, man.
I don't know what y'all want to say.
I'm the rap critic. Yeah. Give me some motherfucking money.
But yeah, so we got with him. We're going to do a collab. We basically... just kind of combining the channels, man. He has a series called Worst Rap Lyric. Worst Lyrics I've Ever Heard this month. Which is, it's like, this is what I just happened to hear that sucked this month. And then next month I'll have lyrics that I happened to hear that sucked. We are going to actually debate.
Wow.
Who has the worst lyrics? Big Sean or you know, you already know, man, Lil Wayne.
Okay, before we start. Who's on side Big Sean? Who's on side Lil Wayne?
I'm not
or
on
is
side.
Is anybody even deciding?
Oh, I've decided.
Who do you think is worse? Just before we even start, just throw
Big
it.
Sean?
Okay, you think Big Sean's worse than Lil Wayne?
I would probably go Sean too.
Okay. And you think Wayne. Clearly. I'm still a little bit on the fence, but here's the thing. I think Wayne is terrible, but it's funny. Big Sean is so fucking bad, he makes you mad.
But here's the thing.
So I'm going with Big Sean.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I would say is that it's a little unfair because if you're gonna compare discographies, Big Sean hasn't had that much time to give you as much shit.
He's had enough time for us to make a decision.
Right. No, but what I mean, no. Right. What I'm saying, to say who's worse, I would say Lil Wayne is worse because he has so much more that's bad.
I'll put it to you.
You know what
way.
I mean?
I'll put
like
it to you.
Like sheer volume.
But he has good albums. Big Sean does. That,
yeah.
Right. Lil Wayne fell off.
Exactly.
Big Sean never got up.
Way to put it.
Okay. I will say this. He has. Kind of, I don't want to say mastered, but he's definitely made an interesting flow in like the sort of Hemiola rap. This guy is thinking about this, you know, and so I can't completely just
that's
go like,
true.
No, you suck, because you know, and that's what I take into account. Like Soulja Boy, he is not thinking on that level.
He never had to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Vanilla Ice. Well, relative to now, he's actually not as terrible.
He's better than Big Sean.
Like seriously, honestly, no, for real, like. I honestly think people might have been a little too harsh on Vanilla Ice.
They were.
Because like I was listening to it
because
it was like,
because he was fronting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what led to his downfall.
Yeah, and now that's just the thing that you do. So everyone's like, it's weird. He opened the door for being kind of a fake, and now that's just kind of like, oh no,
the standard.
People just don't tell the truth.
Give us a Lil Wayne lyric that you think could outdo any whack Big Sean lyric, and I'll see if I can one up you.
But I don't love them hoes, but don't fuck up with Wayne, cause when it wanes, it pose. Okay. Come on, did a grown man just say that to me? Did I just hear that? It recorded, and other people were like, yeah, no, what's wrong with that? What's it?
You think that's worse than I'm all ears? In other words, I'm here for you?
That line is too...
Bruh.
It's not punchy enough to be like, what? It's more like just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Okay, what about this? Okay, I'm trying to move in the safe like the safe was a safe house.
Come on, man.
See, you getting the reaction from me. Isn't that bad?
Yeah, okay. All right. And I beat it like a cop. 911, baby said I beat it like a cop. Ha ha, beat it like a cop. Rodney King, baby, yeah, I beat it like a cop. 4 times in succession. Look up Mrs.
That's
Officer.
That's tight.
No, it's not.
That's tight. That's tight.
Like a, No. No. And
no, was no. He's trying to make sure you understand.
That wasn't these big shine lines we just said.
Come on. First of all,
the safe house. Come on now.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. I'd rather be like a cop. That is so whack.
I feel like you're reading me like dad jokes
right now. Exactly. That's perfect. He's trying to make dad joke rap. You're absolutely right.
Wasn't Japan so long I almost learned to speak. Had to leave back to the hood where they don't understand unless you speak
Japanese. Is that bad? Trapanese.
I walked up to a big butt and I said, but what?
That's it?
Yes. I walked up to a big butt and I told her ass, but what? It's not even like a wordplay. This is like, yes.
He said, Lil Wayne said that.
I'm just putting all the shit puns off because there's too many. I'm the hottest shit. Go in your ass. In search. What did you just request of me, sir? That's a Lil Wayne lyric. That's your boy. I do have a Wayne lyric here. I don't know if you got this, but she's doing tricks with her pussy. I guess she's a magician.
Is that from I'm Not a Human Being?
I never heard that one. I love it.
Or no. I love it. This is the one. It's like Weezy F Baby, and the F is for phenomenal.
Yeah, he did that.
And what's funny is that I went on Rap Genius and I was like, maybe there's something I'm missing. Right. And it said like, well, see, if it was Spanish, it would be spelled like F. And I'm just like,
what?
Really?
I got plenty of little ways. Roll them on. I'm saying, I got a bitch with me. I call her Miss Without Draws. They call me Mr. Withdraw. But see, that's the thing. It's like Lil Wayne.
Coming down to personal.
That's what makes it like Big Sean. Lil Wayne can say that terrible-ass line, and you laugh. But Big Sean said some shit. Credit card used to be EBD in the D, though that's DEBT.
You know what? She put that thong on my groin, and then it go boing. It's interesting, like, I guess Lil Wayne just goes so over the top that it comes around for some people
and it works.
And becomes entertaining again. Big Sean doesn't go far enough is what I'm getting from you guys.
I think Big Sean is just corny. Mm. That's what makes him worse to me. Like, I don't even think Big Sean delivers the lines with confidence. Like, I feel like Big Sean deep down kind of knows that these lines are shit. Wayne comes in and he's like, I just want the best shit. Yeah, I'm the shit. Y'all just poop stains. He says that shit and he's like, that shit's dope.
What you got?
Oh, trying to get that hotel money, but you know them crackers ain't gonna let you get the Ritz.
He didn't get it.
No, I got it.
It's so deep. Big Sean's so deep, he didn't even get it. He didn't even get it. You know, we on a roll like we did good in college. You like that one?
You are lying. We on a roll
like we did good in college.
On a roll. Come on.
That's good.
You made that show. Yeah.
I wish I did.
Come on. It at least took you a second to figure out what was going on. Come on.
I didn't hear what he said. I was like, wait a minute. Repeat that again. Come on.
That's the thing with Big Sean. It's like, even the way he delivers it, when you hear it, you're just like, the fuck are you doing rapping?
You know what I'm going to say? Actually, I feel like, going back to delivery, I feel like that is actually partially important. His voice isn't strong enough.
Yes.
And that'll go with what you say. So as far as the, you know, the dexterity in what he's doing, that's cool. But I feel like the forcefulness doesn't hit you as hard. And so when the punchlines aren't as strong, it's even that much more pungent.
On my way to see Kim and Ye, both tied a knot, wishing me and you were no strings attached, but we knots.
See? See? It's painful. It's fucking painful.
It's fucking painful. Big Sean is worse than Lil Wayne.
I don't give a fuck about no feelings because I ain't no dentist. But see, it's funny now. When you hear him say, you're just like, what the fuck? Fucking lame ass. When Wayne drops, you're like, okay, that was funny.
I just feel like the oversaturation of Lil Wayne and the fact that there, this is the metaphor that I was thinking of. He's kind of like, especially in like 2007 to 2010, there was like this big period where he was just on everything. And it doesn't matter if the verse was good or not. It's just the fact he's there, he's on the song. And he has to be on the song. He has to be on every song. And so, and the problem with that is that like, if every verse was fantastic, that would have been great. But most of them were subpar. It's like the amount is so much that's just whack. And yes, there is a lot that's good. But I feel like the problem is it's so diluted. It's actually, it ruins the sort of legacy of him. And that's what I feel makes it worse. At least Big Sean was never at a point to disappoint you.
But you know what, though?
That's the counter, though.
Yeah, what it is. But the counter to that is also this. We know Lil Wayne is not even trying to write his shit. He's on drugs, he's on all kind of shit, so he's going in the studio freestyle.
Yeah.
What's Big Sean doing? He's the really hard where your outfit from, plead the sax fifth. Right. Well,
wait, what?
Well, they asked where your outfit from, plead the sax fifth. He wrote that, by the way.
Because they're niggas in the streets getting money under my nose. That's a mustache.
That's tight.
See? You're getting No.
I have like two more. I got that mad dick. You know it always nut up.
That's good. I'm sorry. That's good.
And it got an attitude. No wonder why it stuck up.
You gotta let me finish. Come on. That shit is dope. I'm sorry.
I went right on that one. That was kind of dope.
They taught me that I had to dream Black History Month. I wake up and treat the day like Stack History Month. I'm talking Malcolm Fletch, Jesse Raxon, front of the plane, I'm Rose Parks.
Wait. Are you sure that's not a Kanye West line?
No.
I'm like the fly Malcolm X by any chance necessary.
That's
case closed, baby.
Case closed.
Jesse Raxon.
If it don't fit, you must pay.
That's tight.
That's Big Sean, man. That's Big Sean.
Oh, that was Big Sean. Okay.
Yeah, that was Big Sean.
Listen, like I was saying before, God damn, I didn't want to follow that. But look, like I said before, the reason Big Sean comes off so much worse, it's not just the fact that the lyrics are whack. It's what he's actually saying. It's not the fact they don't rhyme well or they're just bad wordplay. Bro, listen to this.
He's gonna say
this is some shit no rapper should really talk about.
Okay.
She's freaky. Should have known she was kinky. When I walk in the room and see her slinky, even made me use my pinky. What fucking rapper brags about pinky banging some chick?
Use it.
Big fucking Sean. The chick is like, I'm not fucking you, but
you can
get your pinky stinky.
You can slap the pinky.
And that's it.
What? How does the slinky work?
No, this is great. This is great. You ain't never seen a girl slinky?
Is it like a... I'm not gonna say this shit.
Why the hell are you looking at me?
Okay, I got a little Wayne for you.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh my God. Niggas call me High C because I'm high, as you can see. Niggas say they pay dues. Well, I'm checking your receipts. Might as well go stupid since this is a stupid beat. Grab the owl out the tree and ask that bitch who but me.
Wayne,
I got a knife in my pocket. If there's a fork in the road, I'm the man of steel, but I won't say what I stole.
Huh? What is even the word
making sense?
I'm the man of steel.
I get it.
Oh, God.
I stole this. See, Wayne's so deep, you don't get it.
So
over your head, boy. Wayne stole.
Yeah, it's like, well, what did he steal? I'm not telling you. That's for me to know and for you to guess.
Exactly.
No, but my problem is, my thing is, like, he has, he's like basically a Jackson Pollock painting. Like, you know, hey, he splashes shit at the wall, and maybe, a lot of times, maybe there'll be something cool.
And because of my name,
Exactly, yeah.
Don't eat it up.
If anyone else said that, it would be, fuck you, moving on.
Right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
And that's my problem. It's like, and it's the fact that he was at such a high status.
Yeah.
At one point.
Where Big Sean
never hit that.
But that's what I mean. No. I mean, commercially.
Big Sean has always been Bob Ross, and he will always be Bob Ross.
No, oh, I mean, man. Commercially. Commercially,
right?
Commercially, he was at such a high point, and I think this is where, like, I kind of just, like, just my life comes into it, and it was just like, oh, this guy's supposed to be the best rapper alive. Well, I need to hear every verse needs to be awesome forever. Mm-hmm. It, because if it's not, then why are you saying calling yourself the best rapper alive? You know what I mean?
It was a marketing.
Yeah, I know it was a marketing thing, but it's just like. That's what makes it particularly sticks out. Yeah, I know. It got people to listen, but at the same time, but what does it mean?
No. It did more than
well, it got people to believe. Yeah, yes. I understand.
Right.
But it's like, but then all that tells me is that you're great at building a facade.
Mike, give me some Lil Wayne lyrics there before we. I mean, you can't not. Right. You got to give us a.
I'm in the hood. I'm butter on bread like parquet, and I'm all about me like Do-Ray.
All about me like Do-Ray.
I got you one. This is specifically for you. If you ever met Lil Wayne, this is what he would say to your ass.
Oh, okay.
What are you asking? If I don't have the answer, I'm probably on the web like a damn tarantula. Asking damn. Me no shit.
Okay, I don't get what you're trying to say. Are you trying to prove to me that Wayne is whack? That's what I was doing.
That's what I was doing.
Yes, I thought that was my job.
In verse, what was happening right now?
Yeah,
stop doing. We're trying to help you, dog. We're trying to help you.
Well, okay, so I guess we did not really come to a conclusion, did we?
I don't think so. They both have worse lyrics.
I guess it just depends on the comment section. I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Folks say in the comments, because we said some pretty.
How you niggas want to have it your way, Burger King?
Who said Wayne?
You can tell a Wayne line from Big Sean line, because Wayne lines are at least funny.
Okay.
And they're kind of punny.
Right. You're right.
Big
you're
Sean right. lines, like he said, no, they're dad jokes.
Yeah, right. They're puns, but they don't. They don't go all the way to being so ridiculous that it's hilarious.
Right.
It's just like on the level where it's just like.
So exactly. It's disappointing. It's so bad.
It's disappointing.
Big Sean is worse. I'm still sticking with.
Okay. See, I think at the end of the day, I think what we figured out is that they're horrible in their own ways.
Okay.
But it all depends on what you particularly think is worse. Do you think it's the awkwardness that's worse, or just the amount of, like, you know, lines that are bad? You know what I mean?
Also, the other thing is that I don't think people have come to grips with Big Sean is bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's Danny Hip Hop, it's the Rap Critic. Subscribe to this channel on YouTube and let us know what, I mean, who you guys have, man. Let us know. Big Sean or Lil Wayne? Let us know in the comment section. Peace, we out. I'm the Rap Critic. You don't have to like my opinion, but I don't have to like your song.